Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search for the Rob O'Donnell Show. We are there, and your smart speakers, just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. Thanks for joining us for the second hour here on this Thursday, January 15th, 2026, 25 degrees, 409. The temperature's going to go down tonight, so be careful. So who's being arrested, and what's the purpose of what's going on in Minneapolis, in Minnesota? Well, I have that for you today. This is who they're looking to protect out there. ICE recently arrested 13 members of some of the world's most dangerous criminal gangs in Sanctuary, Minnesota, including MS-13 and PISAS members. ICE Director Todd Lyons said, "We arrested over 1,000 criminal illegal aliens in Minnesota since starting the operation with DHS. We're picking up the worst of the worst offenders. And as these cases come in, we're finding that significant number of the aliens we arrest, in addition to having serious criminal histories in the U.S. and abroad, are part of dangerous gangs that terrorize communities all over the nation." I have a breakdown of some of them. And again, this is who they're protesting about. This is why they want ICE out of their neighborhoods. This is what they're looking to protect, and I just don't get it. Let's start with Jose Miguel Reyes Jovel, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador and known MS-13 gang member. He's been convicted of homicide, drug trafficking, and selling amphetamines. He was also arrested for aggravated homicide in El Salvador in 2011. He's now in custody, but that's who they'd rather be out on the street. Tun Min Pai, a criminal illegal alien from Burma, a former member of the Southside Crips, who's been convicted of 3 counts of felony drug possession, 1 count of misdemeanor of drug possession and fraud. He's also been arrested for vehicle theft and DUI. Alfredo Garcia Arriola, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, an active member of the PISAS gang, who's been convicted of felony dangerous drug charges, misdemeanor assault, smuggling synthetic narcotics, other drug possession charges, possessing fraudulent immigration documents, and 2 count of felony illegal reentry. We got Luis Antonio Flores Atilano, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, member of the PISAS gang, who's been convicted of weapons offenses, aggravated felony, also has pending charges for carrying a prohibited weapon and amphetamine possession. Sounds like a bad hombre to me, right? Junior Alvarez Vera, a criminal illegal alien from Cuba, an active member of the PISAS gang, who's been convicted of dangerous drug charge as an aggravated felony in selling cocaine. Donico Carabella Escobar, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, an active member of the PISAS gang. He's been convicted of 7 drug crimes, including cocaine possession, trespassing, 13 counts of illegal reentry. I'll read that again. 13 counts of illegal reentry. possession of fraudulent immigration documents, and trespassing. He also is pending charges for felony weapons offenses, shoplifting, property damage, and dangerous drugs. Jose Alberto Benitez Rodriguez, a criminal legal alien from Mexico, an active member of the Payasas gang, who's been convicted of nine counts of burglary. Three counts of assault, two counts of larceny, obstructing police, public order crimes, damage to property, unauthorized use of a vehicle, drug possession, possession of fraudulent immigration documents, and seven counts of illegal entry. Got Hector Ivan Garcia Cervelas, a criminal illegal alien from Mexico, an active member of the Payasas gang who's been convicted of drug trafficking. Fong Vang, a criminal illegal alien from Laos and member of the Purple Brothers gang, who's been convicted of two felony dangerous drug charges, DUI, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of amphetamine, rioting, weapons possession, damage to property. He's pending charges for an additional DUI. Benvenito Walter Lopez Alonso, a criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, an active member of the Payasas gang, who's been convicted of processing child sexual abuse material, illegal reentry. He was also charged with sexual exploitation of children, which was dismissed, and has a pending charge for sexual assault. Charge was dismissed because the victim failed to testify. Aurel Escudero Martinez, criminal illegal alien from Mexico, an active member of the Payasas gang who's been convicted of robbery, kidnapping, and two counts of illegal reentry. He's also pending charges for DUI. Meng Chang, a criminal illegal alien from Thailand, a member of the Oriental Boys gang, who's been convicted of two counts of homicide, assault, vehicle theft, two counts of property damage, three counts of stolen property, one of which was a vehicle and possession of narcotics equipment. He's also pending charges for arson of a residence. Omar Alexander Ariaza, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador and member of MS-13, who's been convicted of offenses under the Racketeering Influence and Corruption Organization Act, RICO. Those are just some of the highlights of who's been arrested in this ongoing, most recent efforts in Minnesota. I understand the targets, and I agree the targets should be those with other criminal records, like I just named. The very same, and we talked about this yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. The very same people who are complaining that ICE is going into the neighborhoods and terrorizing immigrant communities, including legal immigrants and including immigrants who are simply here illegally. I understand a lot of you want them out too, but let's leave that aside. The very same people who are saying this is a travesty that ICE is doing this are not allowing ICE in the jails, are not allowing the police to cooperate with ICE, are not allowing ICE in the courts, to where the only way there's contact with illegal immigrants is because they've committed another crime. Why not make an agreement? Why not sign a memorandum of understanding to say, hey, we will let our law enforcement police coordinate with you. If they arrest somebody who they suspect is here illegally, they will notify you. You can go in our jails. If it comes across your system that we are holding someone that you believe to be an illegal immigrant, you're more than welcome to come in and take them off our hands, save our taxpayers some money in housing and caring for them. In our court system, same thing. When those arrest records go in and they're being processed for a court hearing, if ICE wants to go in and pick them up immediately after that and notify the judge, hey, judge, you know that continuing court date you gave this individual with no bail? Well, they're not going to be here because we're going to put them on a plane in a couple hours and out of here. And it happens, again, saving the taxpayers and the court money. Why not do that? Because they just want to obstruct this. They don't want it. And it's interesting how the only place we're seeing problems is where they're actively telling people to resist ICE. You have the mayors, you have the governor, you have the public saying you need to actively get out there, get in their face, record them, obstruct them, prevent them from doing their job, blow your whistles, get in their way, block traffic. And in cases we've seen now, ram their cars, ram them, assault them, throw commercial grade fireworks at them, frozen water bowls, water bottles, throw chunks of ice at them. Let's overwhelm them to where they have to abandon their vehicles, and then let's break into their vehicles, rip out lock boxes with tow cables, and rip out and steal their rifles, because that just happened yesterday too. And then steal all sorts of confidential documents with not only the immigrants' names, but the officers' names and personal data. And then want to portray that we're peaceful protesters. There is nothing going on right now that hasn't gone on for decades with administrations. Obama was nicknamed the deporter in chief because he was doing exactly the same thing with exactly the same agency, ICE. You know what was the problem? Republicans and conservatives weren't complaining because they wanted the laws enforced, and Democrats weren't complaining, and the media wasn't paying attention to it because it was Barack Obama and a Democrat administration. Bill Clinton removed more illegal immigrants than anyone. Don't remember anything there, but I can get plenty of video of him saying we need to enforce our borders and remove illegal immigrants. Joe Biden, same thing. But because it's this administration, because it's Donald Trump, because we have to resist and create conflict, here we are. Here we are. It's interesting that when's the last time you heard of a Free Palestine, right? Everything's still going on. There's nothing changed. You still got the war with Russia and Ukraine, but everything is this now. The whole news cycle is this. Do you think this is organic? Do you think this is truly ground roots? How American people are thinking this is manufactured. They are presenting to you. They are cosplaying resistance. That's all this is. And the media is complicit. Politicians are complicit because the same thing's going on that's always gone on. They're taking bad people off the streets. And I understand if your argument is, hey, they're in the communities creating fear. All right, let's take them out of the communities. Let's let them into our jails. Let's let them into our courthouses. Let's, when our police officers do their job and arrest somebody for something other, because none of our police agencies enforce immigration law. Let's them, when they get someone for assault, when they get someone for trespassing, when they get someone for
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
UI, when they get someone for driving without a license and they just happen to be here illegally, say, hey, this person was arrested for another crime. ICE will be there. Because you know what? ICE is responding now, as we speak, to holdings all around our area and beyond. And the only place you're seeing the media focus on this and the riots and the assaults on ICE agents and the confrontations where ICE has to use force to push protesters that are overstepping boundaries back is where they've been encouraged to do this. Because ICE is operating in every single state in our nation right now. Every single state in our nation. But you only see the certain air, California, Chicago, Minneapolis. You know, we're seeing the places where they're being encouraged, where protesters are coming in to do it. And it's the same people over and over. Arrests have been made. The people who stole the rifle and the lockbox out of the ICE vehicle last night, most of them have already been identified. They will, if not, or have already been arrested. And they're going to be facing federal charges that should destroy their lives, because this isn't state court where they're going to waive it and go, yeah, you know, you get a slap on the wrist. So you're back out there protesting again. This is not going to get better if we continue down the road we're going down. They are not going to stop enforcing the law. If politicians don't like the laws they're enforcing, work to change them. And listen, I agree. I think that they should focus on, hey, let ICE do their job that they've always done. Let's focus on comprehensive immigration reform. Let's fix the broken system. Let's allow more legal immigrants to come in. But we're going to remove people who were here illegally. Especially under the last free-for-all for the past 5, 6, 7 years. And I don't know what that number should be. Is it 7 years? Is it 10 years? But what I do know is I don't care if you came 15 years ago. If you're here illegally, there needs to be some sort of punishment, be it a fine, be it the fact that you will never be able to become a U.S. citizen, but you will be here legally. You will get legal residence, but you cannot become a citizen. You lose some of the benefits of being a citizen, like voting. And I think that's a big thing we need to focus on here. There needs to be consequences for violating our laws. Not uprooting someone who's lived here 20 years, have never have a criminal record, has contributed to society. No, I don't believe they should be uprooted and moved. But there needs to be consequences for them being here and not doing things the right way. And you know what? The fact that we often hear those on the other side say, well, they've been here 18 years. They've been here 20 years. All right. Well, then they had 20 years to correct the wrong of being here illegally. They had 20 years to fix it. Didn't. And I understand that system is not easy. I looked at the numbers. Our system is pathetic as far as the amount of legal immigrants we allow into our country. Once we stop illegal immigration, we have secured our border. Once we rid ourselves of these criminal heathens who are here illegally but have committed other crimes, before you say, he called illegal immigrants heathens. No, I called the ones committing crimes heathens. Just like I call anyone committing crimes. We need to fix the system. And it's going to take a bipartisan effort to do that. They don't want a bipartisan effort to fix anything. They want the shouting. They want the yelling. They want the confrontation. This is how elections are won. Did we not learn anything from the Summer of Love? Did we not learn anything from the riots that burnt cities down? They want to forget certain riots and remember others. We want to make January 6th the worst thing that ever happened in the history of America, but we don't want to talk about the hundreds of officers that were assaulted at a church burned right across the street from the White House a few weeks earlier. We don't want to forget. We don't want to remember that, because that was a good riot. Now we have a bad riot. We need to solve problems, and they don't want us to, which is why they want us at each other's throats. Fix the comprehensive immigration reform. Let's come to an agreement how ICE does their job. You don't want ICE in your neighborhoods? How do they do their job? How do they take the people I just named to you off of our streets that are clearly a danger? Clearly. Tough answers have tough solutions. I don't think we have anyone worth that toughness to figure it out or even have the discussion because we're so polarized. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. How do you guys feel about a little extended music every now and then, right? I love it. Makes everything a little better. I'll tell you what, music got me through a whole lot in my life. I'm sure you as well. I don't care how old you are, but it's helped me get through a whole lot of stuff. So it's always good to sit back and listen for a while. There's been an advisory put out by the Pennsylvania Attorney General who's warning of increasing in utility scams. And I know we've been talking about this on different shows and the news has been hitting on it, but I figure it's worth bringing up. Listen, I don't care what kind of text message, email you get or phone call. Don't fall for the bait. You know what? Log on to your account. Go to your bill. Find out a phone number from there. Find out a trusted source with the their website. Because they're setting up websites, they're setting up links that look just like these utility companies. And, anytime there's controversy going on with utility rates being raised or the fights against utility rights or a transfer period, everything, listen, they time these things and they know and they prey on people. That's what they do. They'll send out tens of thousands of text messages, and if one or two fall for it, well, they've paid for their time during that. So just be aware that there's been an increase identified of utility scams. So if you get a text message, if you get an email, if you get anything, listen, don't click on any links. Go right to your bill. Get the proper number, website, whatever you need to do, and go through that way. Never take anybody's word for it. Never give any information from a cold phone call you get. They will not ask you for that, especially on calls you did not initiate. And don't click on any phone number that they send to you. Again, if it matches your bill number, that's fine. Caller ID, they can ghost your caller ID with anything. So your caller ID will say the utility name. It does not mean anything. So go to your bill. I know it might take some time to go to your files and dig it up or where you keep your bills. And then log on that way or call that number and deal with it and say, hey, I just received this. They'll tell you, no, we didn't do that. And then you be aware, but just know that these things are happening so you do have a heightened alertness. Because we don't want you getting scammed. There's enough to deal with in the real world that we don't need scams adding on to it. It's 3:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with our friend Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. The point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement on this day, Thursday, January 15th, throughout history. Today we have two. Corrections Officer Thomas Luke Brannigan, Blair County Prison, Pennsylvania, 1992, suffered a fatal heart attack while responding to a prison alarm where several inmates were fighting. He collapsed after running up the second floor location of the fight. Other officers immediately began performing CPR on Officer Brannigan. He was transported to the prison's medical facility where he was pronounced dead. Served with the Blair County Prison for 17 years. We have Police Officer Richard David Lindell, Philadelphia Police Department in 1983. Police Officer Richard Lindell suffered a fatal heart attack while responding to an officer needs assistance call. As a result of the heart attack, Officer Liddell's patrol car crashed into parked cars at 72nd Street. Responding officers were prevented from entering the vehicle by his canine partner, King, who was protecting Officer Lindell. Another canine officer got King out of the vehicle, which allowed the officers to get to Officer Lindell. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he's pronounced dead. Officer Lindell was a U.S. Navy veteran and served with the Philadelphia Police Department for 16 years. And those are our two from the Commonwealth in our law enforcement community that made the ultimate sacrifice on this day. And with everything going on around our nation and even here, I'm getting text messages in that in the Wilkes-Barre area, there's a phone number to where you can get involved with it to notify when ICE is around. Yeah, we have the number. Don't worry. So be careful out there. And our thanks go to all our members of our public safety, our 911 operators. That's where it starts, right? Dispatchers, 911 operators, our EMTs, our paramedics, our fire, both paid and volunteer, our police, corrections, sheriffs. We know what you do each and every day. And our federal partners that are in our area. All these agencies do operate in our area. They are here among us, and we support you. The majority of us do. Don't listen to the loudest few and don't watch the performative reenactments you're seeing on TV, the cosplay of people who are outraged by things they probably don't understand because they've been told to, or they don't have the intelligence to think it through for themselves until it's too late, till they're facing 5, 11 years in federal prison and life is destroyed. Hopefully, and I do believe that to be the case, especially with our current justice system. So again, we thank all our first responders out there. It is coming up on 4:41 here at WILK. Gotta love Thomas with his passive-aggressive phone calls, but yet he's too much of a coward to let us know who he really is. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? And there's lots to discuss today. 1929, Martin Luther King Jr. is born in Atlanta, Georgia. MLK would become the most prominent leader in American civil rights movement. 1892, basketball is formally introduced. Dr. James Nesmith published the first official rules of basketball, launching what would become a global sport. 1919, the Boston Molasses Flood. A massive storage tank burst, sending a wave of molasses through Boston's North End, killing 21 people. 1943, the Pentagon is officially dedicated. The world's largest office building was completed during the World War II. 1947, the Black Dahlia murder. Elizabeth Short's unsolved killing became one of the most infamous crimes in U.S. history, 1947. 1967, Jake, Super Bowl I is played. The Green Bay Packers defeat the Kansas City Chiefs, launching America's biggest sporting event. There you go. 1973, Roe v. Wade arguments conclude the Supreme Court hearing final arguments in the landmark abortion case, decided later that month. 2001, Wikipedia goes live. The free online encyclopedia was launched, revolutionizing access to information worldwide. 2001. 2009, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 lands on the Hudson River. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger safely ditched the aircraft after a bird strike, saving all aboard. If you've never seen the documentary on him or the movie, both of them kind of portray it pretty good, but the documentary does it much better. But the movie's good. He was put through hell after that. After being a hero, they questioned him up and down and tried to blame as much as they could on him, and thankfully, he prevailed. Thankfully. 2020, phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal signed. The agreement aimed to ease tensions from the ongoing trade war. January 15th, here in Pennsylvania history. 1908, Pennsylvania's first Boy Scout Council forms in Philadelphia. Early scouting activity in the state helped shape the national organization that followed. 1946, Pennsylvania begins post-World War II industrial conversion. State factories rapidly transition from wartime production back to civilian manufacturing. Unfortunately, we've lost most of that today. 1962, Pittsburgh's Gateway Center redevelopment accelerates. One of the nation's earliest urban renewal projects reshaped downtown Pittsburgh. 1974, the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission announces a major expansion plans. Plans were unveiled to modernize and widen key sections of the turnpike system. I bet they didn't envision robbing the people who use it. 1992, Philadelphia hosts major MLK Day commemorations, events emphasizing the city's historic role in the civil rights organization and labor activism. And that's today in history. Let me get some calls. We got TJ from Wilkes-Barre. TJ, you there?
Hey, yeah, what's going on?
Sorry,
let me get you off a speak. Nothing. I've just been listening to you, and you are 100% right about everything. However,
well, not everything. I'm wrong about a lot, TJ, but maybe the things I've been talking about so far today in some people's view.
No, you're right. And that's the answer. But we're a divided country. And I believe that the left, and because the left is controlling the Democrat Party right now, we're going to be divided, and there's never going to be bipartisan again like when we were younger. However, moving forward, just issues that they keep their base going. And it always got to be a new issue, a new issue, a new issue, just like you said about Palestine. So what we need to do is we need to get out the vote. And we need to make sure, even though we have a better ideology, we have better elected officials, the bottom line is they generate the vote. They stick together after the primary. We need to do the same thing. That is the key to keeping America. And with that, next month on the 22nd, on a Sunday, at the Wilkes-Barre Township Fire Hall, I am going to have an event. I came up with a phrase, keep the house, save the country. So we're going to have an event at the Wilkes-Barre Township Firehouse to make sure that we get a lot of people to work together, to make sure we door knock, telemarket, and we get out the vote. And every person listening on this radio station can do something. And we're going to teach people how to get out the vote. And so far, I've got Moms for Liberty, Americans for Prosperity, Convention of States, Dan Muser, Rob Bresnahan, Alec McCavage. I reached out to everybody else, and I'm just growing it. But after listening to you today, the answer to saving our country and get it back to American first, because these other people are anti-American, and they're just trying to divide us, and they're just trying to keep the fire going, like you said. We have to win in every election moving forward. And that's the key. And if we do that, our ideology, our elected officials will not have to negotiate with crazy people. They can actually have the power if we take Congress over, we keep Congress, keep the Senate, keep the White House. At the state, we take over the state house, we take over the governorship, we get Stacey Garrity in there. The key is getting out the vote and winning elections. Everything else, you're right, but it doesn't matter unless we win elections. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree, because if Democrats take the House, you're going to have nothing but bogus impeachment hearings that go nowhere and nonsense and being passing stuff that doesn't go anywhere because it's so radical to begin with. I think that we should find more common ground, but that's not what they want. They've proven that already.
No, I always tell everybody, it's you're trying to take a horse and dunk it underneath water. Why are we doing that? 65% of the people in Luzerne County didn't vote. Why are we trying to convince a person that hates us will never vote for us? We need to convince the people that sometimes vote and don't vote in every election. I saw the statistics for the Muslim community in Minneapolis. It's like 90-some% of them vote. Christians need to do that. We need to get out the vote. I know that we have lives. We have children. I know most of them don't have the same things that we do, so they have more time. But that's not an excuse for not doing something. And then also our leadership and our party have to work together with everyone, whether you like them or not. We need to start getting out the vote and stop the pettiness within our party and work together as a team, or we are never ever going to have a great society again.
Absolutely. And so that event's going to be on February 22nd, Sunday.
Sunday. Once I get the thing, I'll email it to you. I'll message you. And once I get the itinerary, who's speaking. So we're going to be at 1:00, 2:00, the speakers are going to take hold, and we are going to have pieces of paper and saying, asking people, hey, how can you help? And by the way, from what I heard at the last council meeting, I wasn't there. So I will have to, I think council is asking the DA to be at the next council meeting and asking the DA to stop ICE from coming into Luzerne County. So I'll update you between now and then if that's true, number one.
Well, they can't stop them from coming into the county. They may be able to stop them to come into certain facilities, but again, they have no jurisdiction to tell federal agents where and where they can't go. So it might be a ceremonial vote, but that's all it's going to be. TJ, I got to leave it there. I'm up against a break.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
It's 4:55 here at WILK. We'll be back. Remember when we went in to take Noriega? Military was blasting this on the loudspeakers when they went in. It was great. Good times, American power. There's video from Cuba showing the Cuban honor guard coming off the plane with the bodies, the coffins of the military members, the 34 military members that were part of Nicolas Maduro's security detail. And it's a legit video. It's put out by the Cuban government, and it's very pomp and circumstance. You know, these military members in their full dress and such like that. But the coffins that you would expect in a situation like this were like 2-foot boxes. So I know there has been talk about the sonic weapon that they used that disabled everyone in the area, made their noses bleed, gave them splitting headaches, made them vomit. It's some sort of sonic weapon they're describing. Now, we don't know how true that is. That's from one of the Venezuelan guards. But did they use some kind of incredible shrinking ray or whatever kind of ammunition they were using? I want to know about it because, I mean, these boxes are only 2 foot long by about a foot. I mean, they literally look like a shoebox that they're carrying off. So I don't know if that's just a ceremonial thing with maybe, you know, pieces of their uniform or what, but putting out that video did not send the message I think Cuba thought it did, because everyone I know that's commenting on it was like, what the hell kind of weapons did Delta use in this extraction? So that's circling now. There's also, we got a minute left, a Delta passenger is sentenced to only 18 months in prison for trying to open the emergency exit door, fighting with a flight attendant during the flight. Does anyone in their right mind think that that's legitimate? That's a good punishment for someone who literally tried to open a plane door while the plane was flying with, you know what, 170 people on board? I'm just taking a guess, average sight plane. So attempting to kill 170 plus people and they get 18 months in prison and fighting with the flight attendant. Listen, hopefully they're banned for life from flying, but I would like to see a couple more years added to that. And thankfully, I don't know if they'd be able to walk off the plane if you had the right people on. It's 5:00.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.